Like the Panthers in 2015, the Atlanta Falcons finished just short of capturing the world championship after watching a 28-3 lead evaporate against the New England Patriots. Here are five ways the Panthers can close the gap on the NFC South and NFC champions in the 2017 season. A little seasoning in the Panthers' secondary will go a long way towards slowing down the Dirty Birds' offense. The fact is that all-world receiver Julio Jones is going to get his, but it's imperative that the Panthers slow down everyone else. Look for James Bradberry and Darrell Worley to make steady progress in their second year. They have the size to compete against the big boys. We'll have a better understanding of the game, making the sky the limit. Control A-gap. The team that wins the battle of the trenches will come out on top. If K'Juan Short remains in place, the Panthers will have a trio of players in star Latulale and sophomore Vernon Butler, who can disrupt things for the Falcons' bonnet running game. Pass rush specialist Vic Beasley made a living coming hot off the edges. It would be nice to see how he can handle off-tackle runs right at him. That's a sure recipe, slowing down a defender's charge upfield and attacking the open gap created by his alignment. Another way to outgun the Falcons is tightening up timing in the passing game. The Falcons spread the ball around more than any other team in the league. In order to beat them at their own game, every aspect of the Panthers' passing game must work in concert with the other, from protection to quarterback receiver timing. And finally, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's a new season. And in order to climb out of the basement of the NFC South, every day has to count for something. Everyone wants to win the big one, but first, it's important to focus on the little things. This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.